thankful, no matter what. A compilation.
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Are you thankful no matter what? Look at the story of a man who had every right to be bitter, but wasn't. The next footsteps in the corridor he knew might be those of the guards taking him away to his execution. His only bed was the hard, cold stone floor of the dank, cramped prison cell. Not an hour passed when he was free from the constant irritation of the chains and the pain of the iron manacles cutting into his wrists and legs. Separated from friends, unjustly accused, brutally treated, if ever a person had a right to complain, it was this man, languishing almost forgotten in a harsh Roman prison. But instead of complaints, his lips rang with words of praise and thanksgiving. The man was the Apostle Paul, a man who had learned the meaning of true thanksgiving, even in the midst of great adversity. Earlier, when he had been imprisoned in Rome, Paul wrote, "Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Think of it, always giving thanks for everything, no matter the circumstances. Thanksgiving for the Apostle Paul was not a once-a-year celebration, but a daily reality that changed his life and made him a joyful person in every situation. Thanksgiving, the giving of thanks, to God for all his blessings should be one of the most distinctive marks of the believer in Jesus Christ. In the ancient world, leprosy was a terrible disease. It hopelessly disfigured those who had it, and it permanently cut them off from normal society. Without exception, every leper yearned for one thing: to be healed. One day, 10 lepers approached Jesus outside a village, loudly pleading with him to heal them. In an instant, he restored them all to perfect health. But only one came back and thanked him. All the rest left without a word of thanks, their minds preoccupied only with themselves, gripped with a spirit of ingratitude. Today, too, ingratitude and thanklessness are far too common. Courtesy is scorned. We take for granted the ways that others help us. Above all, we fail to thank God for his blessings. One of the Bible's indictments against rebellious humanity is that although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. An ungrateful heart is a heart that is cold toward God and indifferent to his mercy and love. It is a heart that has forgotten how dependent we are on God for everything. From one end of the Bible to the other, we are commanded to be thankful. In fact, thankfulness is the natural outflowing of a heart that is attuned to God. The psalmist declared, "Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving." Paul wrote, "Be thankful." A spirit of thanksgiving is always the mark of a joyous Christian. Billy Graham. Practicing gratitude. Each of us is a recipient of God's love and care. Developing an attitude of gratefulness to God builds within us an attitude of gratefulness for life and for all that it brings our way. When we take a moment to stop and look around, when we see the birds, the sky, the view, the flowers, the greenery, when we reflect on the things we enjoy, the love that we have and that we share with others, our children, our experiences, we find plenty of reasons to be grateful. It's not surprising that there is so much in the Bible about gratitude and thanksgiving. Gratitude causes us to focus on all the wonderful things that we have instead of what we think we're missing or haven't yet received. Recognizing that we have so much and focusing with gratitude on that abundance opens the door for more of God's blessings to come into our lives. Something that has helped me to cultivate more thankfulness in my life is keeping a gratitude journal. I love how it reminds me of what God has done for me, about the many joys I have in my life, the prayers answered, the victories won, the things He's done in the lives of my loved ones. It reminds me that God is involved in my life and causes me to love Him and thank Him all the more. Now I try to encourage others to keep a gratitude journal as well. You'll realize how very special every day is, and how little things are wonderful things. By stopping to write them down, you'll notice more of them and appreciate them more. They also serve as helpful reminders of God's goodness when we face the challenges of life and give us renewed hope for the future. Peter Amsterdam. The power of a gratitude attitude. In our world, it is easy to become consumed by our challenges and struggles. We often find ourselves longing for more, yearning for what we don't have, rather than appreciating the blessings already present in our lives. Sometimes, even in the busyness of life, this happens. I found myself in this place last year. After coming out of a challenging season, my physical health declined, chronic pain set in, and mobility was limited. The places where my gratitude soared, joy flourished, and the presence of God was strong were no longer accessible to me. A new me emerged, one I'm not proud of. All I saw was what was wrong, not only in my surroundings, but in people. I felt distant from God and joy dissipated into thin air. Have you ever been there? Through the practice of gratitude, we can shift our focus from lack to abundance, from despair to hope. Then we begin to see that even in the midst of difficulties, there is still so much to be thankful for. When we practice gratitude, we train our minds to seek out the positive aspects of our daily lives. Instead of dwelling on what we lack or what isn't going well, we shift our attention to what we have and what is going right. This mindset shift helps us cultivate contentment and appreciate the present moment. Gratitude is more than just saying thank you to God for the good things that come our way. It is a way of life, a constant recognition of His abundant blessings in both the big and the small. It is an attitude that permeates our thoughts, words, and actions, shaping how we view the world. When we cultivate an attitude of gratitude, we become aware of the countless ways in which Jesus is at work in our lives, even amid challenges and difficulties. Through thankfulness, we nurture our relationship with God. As we seek reasons to be grateful, our hearts become attuned to His presence and love for us. Through gratitude, we can embrace the satisfaction of knowing that we are loved unconditionally by a God who cares for us deeply. We begin to see His hand in every situation, understanding that even in moments of pain or uncertainty, He is working for our good. This practice deepens our trust in Him and strengthens our faith, allowing us to draw closer to His heart. Reflecting on past blessings, we remind ourselves of the countless times God has provided for us, protected us, and carried us through the challenges. Cultivating a grateful heart can help us draw closer to God and discover more joy. As we practice expressing our thankfulness to God, we create a sacred space within us, allowing God to enter and work wonders in our lives. Through the lens of gratitude, we see the blessings surrounding us, even amid challenges. This practice invites God's presence into every moment, increasing our joy. Marie D. prayer for the day. Dear Jesus, thank you for this life that you've given me. Thank you for bringing me into this world and bestowing upon me the greatest gift there is, the gift of knowing you and loving you. I didn't have to earn it. I didn't have to be anything special. I didn't deserve it. You only asked that I receive it. I'm so grateful, Jesus, because I'm so unworthy. You've brought me through all these years, and for that, I'm grateful. There have been ups and downs, but through it all, I've learned to trust you. I've finally been able to see that you do all things well. Every year of my life is in your hands, just as every day, every hour, every minute, and every second is known by you. Amen.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at tfionline.com.